Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode 141, exclusively on Friday the 13th. I just caught that. I swear I just caught that as soon as I got started looking at the date. Like, oh, this Friday the 13th. Don't forget, this is Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. The video version of my podcast always goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, and then I'll take the video and I will stream it live on three of my Twitter accounts, Twitter at Paul P Podcast, Twitter at Paul W Pickett, and Twitter at Promo Palace LLC. And definitely follow me on Rumble because Rumble, the video is already monetized and YouTube requires 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours, which 4,000 watch hours isn't nothing to sneeze at. It's not just a little bit of watch hours. Also, don't forget that audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much, much more. So definitely follow me on those platforms. First, I'm going to pull up some NBA scores from last night. Of course, Miami Heat finished out the Philadelphia 76ers, like I pretty much said they would. And Dallas beat the Suns easily, pretty much like I said they would. I said Luka wasn't going out like that. This is the thing, man. Luka is probably the best player in that series. I mean, I love Chris Paul, Devin Booker. But as far as just complete, like, Luka is pretty much like Devin Booker and Chris Paul combined right now because he facilitates. And what's crazy about Luka is he's not that fast, but he's big. He's got a wide body, man. And he's stronger than he looks. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Luka's like 6'7". You know, probably like 240, 250. But let's get into this Miami-Philly box score real quick. Jimmy Butler basically sealed the deal with 32 points, 4 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 12 points from PJ Tucker and 9 rebounds and 2 blocks. 10 points from Bam Adebayo, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 block. 20 points from Max Strauss, who's – that's the thing about Miami. They just be finding dudes. 20 points, 5 assists, and 11 rebounds from Max Strauss, the starting shooting guard for last night. Gabe Vincent gave you 7 and 6. And that's the thing, man. They could easily be starting Tyler Hero. They can easily be starting Tyler Hero over Gabe Vincent and Max Strauss. But I think it's smart. It brings them offense off the bench almost pretty much every night, even though Hero didn't shoot too well last night. He was 5 for 12, 10 points, and 1 assist and 3 rebounds. But they didn't need much off the bench, really, because you didn't get much – you didn't get nothing really from – Philly, you got 14 from Harris. Tobias Harris gave you 14 and 8. He's been pretty consistent throughout the playoffs. 20 and 12 from Embiid, but it's 7 on 24 shooting. And all due respect, Embiid does have a messed up thumb. He was shooting with a knuckleball the other day. He was shooting a freaking knuckleball the other day. And he was a negative 6. Compared to the negative 17 Harris was, negative 24 Maxey was, negative 16 James Harden was, and negative 15 Thibodeau was. James Harden had 11 points, 9 assists, and 4 rebounds on 4 for 9. He only shot 9 shots. Maxey shot 22 on 9 for 22. I mean, like... All right, let's talk about this real quick. Sixers are done. So they're going to have to make some moves. Daryl Morey's going to have to make some moves. Who do I keep and who goes? only two players on his team I wouldn't trade, and that would be Embiid and Maxey. I'm not giving James Harden no super max deal or no max deal, not even a max deal. James Harden is not worth a max deal to me. I hate to say it, but he's not worth a max deal. I don't care how famous he is. James Harden ain't selling. He's not Blockbuster no more. He's not selling out arenas. Tobias Harris can be traded. Danny Green. I mean, Danny Green's getting up there. He's getting up there. I mean, even though he's a Tar Heel, he's a Carolina Tar Heel. He's getting up there, man. You got to be realistic about it. Everybody could be tradable this year except Embiid and Maxey. I would keep Thibault. I would keep Thibault, Embiid, Maxey, and everybody else can go. Everybody else can go for the Sixers. I would try to trade James Harden in a sign and trade deal. If you want to see if you can find a team that's going to give him his money and trade some assets with them, some players with them. Because I'm not doing it, man, if I'm the Sixers. I'm not giving James Harden the money. And I'm not giving Ben Simmons no money if I'm the Nets either. No kind of extension or nothing until he proves himself. And congratulations to the Miami Heat. Been to two Eastern Conference Finals in the last 3 years. It could easily be in the NBA Finals again. Could be two NBA Finals in the last 3 years. Congrats. I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan. I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan. I mean, they got a squad. Butler, I mean, that's the thing. And Kyle Lowry is hurt. And I don't know that he's really made much of a difference. Duncan Robinson played 3 minutes. He ain't even getting no PT no more. Duncan Robinson is probably going to be on the trade block on the offseason. He could go. You could get some assets for him because there's some teams that are going to be wanting a Duncan Robinson that will give him plenty of opportunities, a sharpshooter like Duncan Robinson. Philly and Dallas. Dallas wasn't going out this season. And Dallas is good. They're a good defensive team. But, everybody on his Suns was like negative 18 for Bridges, 7 points. Crowder gave you 9 points, negative 7. 21 points from DeAndre Ayton, but he was a negative 16. 21-11 and one assist. Negative 19 for Devin Booker. He had 19 points, 8 turnovers, and 8 rebounds and 3 assists, 1 steal block. But, I mean, those 8 turnovers don't help. And then, of course, Chris Paul had 5 turnovers himself and only 13 points. Who else? Everybody was a negative. Cam Johnson, another Carolina Tar Heel. Landry Shamet, negative 14, negative 13 for Bismack Biyombo. Dallas is just doing it. Reggie Bullock, another Carolina Tar Heel, and actually another North Carolinian. He's from same place Stackhouse is from, if I'm not mistaken. Kingston, North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. He put up 19-7 with 2 steals. Dorian and Finney-Smith only gave you 4 points, 5 rebounds, but he had 1 steal. 8 points from Dwight Powell and 3 rebounds. How the hell is Dwight Powell? That's the thing, man. This is why Luka Doncic is the best player. Luka Doncic had 33 points and 11 rebounds and 8 assists and 4 steals on 1 turnover. And if he hits more of his threes, it'd be even – he only hit 25% of his threes. He hits more threes, it'd be even worse for the Suns. But Luka was leading rebounder on the team. The point guard was leading rebounder on the team, even though he's not your traditional point guard. He's 6'7". Jalen Brunson also gave you 18 points and 2 assists. And then Maxey Kleber gave you – I always say Kleber. I guess because I always want some Kleber elf cookies or something. I don't know. 9 points and 4 rebounds. And Spencer Dinwiddie finally showed up a little bit. 15 points on 5-for-7 shooting. And 3 assists and 1 rebound. That's the thing. You need if Dinwiddie shows up next game, Dinwiddie can give you like a 20-something and Brunson can give you 20 something, and Luka just does Lucas like things, Dallas Mavericks can win the series. Dallas Mavericks can win the series. They can win this series. And if Dallas Mavericks can win this, if Dallas Mavericks win this series, they can beat the Golden State Warriors. They could beat the Golden State Warriors if they could beat the Suns. Because the Golden State Warriors are looking vulnerable right now. And we got the games tonight, Boston and Milwaukee. I'm going with Boston, take it to a game seven, and I'm going with Golden State tonight, but I would not be shocked if Memphis wins. I would not be shocked if Memphis wins tonight. All right, enough of the NBA. I'm going to get into a couple topics, and I'm going to share my screen when I do that, get into these topics, which I normally don't do, but I need to get in more into reacting to videos and just screen sharing with information and just reacting to that. But before I do, let's get into a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar, please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take a good taste buds. Now taste up. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right, dizzlebrand.com. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. You see the hat. You see the shirt. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Dizzlebrand, premium luxury liqueur. Dizzle is a mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw it on ice, and the colder it gets, it's good to go. Get on there. You can order your very own bottles of Dizzlebrand premium luxury liqueur. Go to dizzlebrand.com, click on our locations, and click on one of the top three links, and you can order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle. Shipping and handling also is included, and make sure you're 21 and over as well. And you don't got to be 21 and over, of course, to buy the hats or to probably buy the merch. So go to dizzlebrand.com and check the Dizzle Brand store. They got the hats, the t-shirts, the hoodies, and the hoodies are fresh. The black hoodies with the gold trimming and whatnot. And the black tees with the gold trimming. Dizzlebrand.com. Do you dizzle? I'm going to get into something that apparently that media and Biden is not trying to let go away out the media. They're trying to make it a strong point, and that's COVID. And they say COVID is a pandemic. And it is a pandemic for some, but I would not say it's a pandemic for all. Like, I'm looking up right now, you got the number of coronaviruses in U.S. based on age. And I want to make sure I look up also, just before I get into this, I just want to look up something. Flu deaths per year. USA. All right. All right, so the average amount of flu deaths per year are 52,000. And well, it was 52,000 in 2017 and 18. They try to say it went down to 28,000 in 2018-19 when COVID pretty much kind of started in somewhat. But I disagree with that. I still think it's more around 50,000. I think a lot of the flu deaths were counted as COVID deaths. I mean, I don't got no proof or facts to that, but I'm just going off of common knowledge. The flu deaths didn't just disappear. They didn't just disappear just because COVID came. I know that much. They were still there. I just think some of them were misrepresented and counted. So 50,000 people in 2018 died from flu deaths. That was the estimate. Now, okay. So let's get into COVID deaths per age. This is in U.S. From ages 0 to 17 years old, that's basically all kids pretty much. 1,000 deaths. 1,000 deaths in the whole U.S. from 0 to 17. And that's the thing. You got some people who die from COVID and with COVID. I don't know how they differentiate the two. But I know that people who died with COVID didn't necessarily die from COVID. And that's facts. That's facts. You don't need a rocket scientist or Dr. Fauci to tell you that. From ages 18 to 29, which is pretty much what I feel like when I walk out the door, even though I'm not, 6,000 deaths. That's like 44,000 less than flu deaths per year. Ages 30 to 39, which is getting a little bit closer to me, 18,000 deaths in the whole U.S. I mean, yeah, that's 18,000 people died, but when you base things off of statistics, numbers, and cases, it doesn't seem like it's a pandemic for anybody ages 39 or below. It's definitely not a pandemic for kids. And I would argue that 1,000 is so specific, 1,017. I would argue that some of those cases were just kids who died with COVID but might have died from the flu or something else, or pneumonia or something of that nature, or they could have had some other medical issues. Ages 40 to 49, that's my age group. Now we're in my age group. 42,780 deaths. I mean, that's a pretty specific number. Just like 18,039. I really think these numbers are not totally accurate because we don't know if it's with COVID they died or from COVID. But even from ages to 40 to 49, it seems just like the flu. 40,000 deaths. That's how many flu deaths happen every year. About 50,000 deaths, 40 to 50,000 flu deaths every year. I can tell you it wasn't no 20,000. It didn't cut in half because COVID came. They just counted flu deaths as COVID. I guarantee it. Now, this is when things really, really, really get changed. This is when things really, numbers start going through the roof. All right. So ages 50 to now, and this is the thing, we were at ages 40 to 49. So 50 to 64. I would argue that it's probably more 55 to 64. Because I like from 49 to 50, it's automatically going that. No, I would argue it's probably more into the 60 to 64. That these deaths occur, 55 to 64. But this idea that you just go from 49 to age 50 and then the death goes to the roof is, I think it's a little bit, you want to go more off of 55 to 64. I'm just going off of common sense, common knowledge. So you get from ages 50 to 64, and I'm going to pretty much say 55 to 64, it's 186,000 deaths. Now you see that jump? 42,000 to 186,000. I mean, when we went from 1,000 to 6,000, I mean, that's a 600% increase, but it's only six times the number. And then when you get into 6,000 to 3,000, that's only three times the number. And 8,000 into 42,000, that's little over two times But then you get into 40 to 186,000. That's four times the jump. And that's a big number that is jumping four times. Then you get to 65 to 74 is 2,000. And this is another thing I want to throw in. Let's take into account that the older you are, the more likely you are to die of something like a heart attack or a stroke or anything of that nature. So once again, I would argue that some of these numbers in these cases are people who died with COVID and not from COVID. They might have died, they might have had COVID and died from a stroke, or because I do know that the numbers of COVID, like with COVID and from COVID, were counted together. They were counted together. They didn't count the death separate with COVID or from COVID. They were counted together. But this is really more pandemic for older people. But older death is more pandemic for older people anyways. The older you are, the more likely you are to die from natural causes, from health problems. You know, the older you get, the more likely you are to have some kind of cancer or some kind of health issue, you know. My grandmother had two strokes in 1 year at like age 70 something, 80 something, you know. Like the older you are, the more likely. So we also got to take into account that the older you get, the more likely you are to die anyways. You know, so like that's the thing. If older people want to wear masks and it makes them feel safer, that's fine. But you don't get to say it's a pandemic for all of us the same way it's a pandemic for older people. And death is a pandemic for older people anyways. The older you get, the more likely you are to die. I mean, I'm getting older and older. I'm not getting no younger. I just turned 43. The older I get, the more likely I'm to have some heart attack or stroke or something. You know, I work 7 days a week. You know, so yeah, man, that's just really my take on that. I don't really feel it's a pandemic for all ages. It's a pandemic for older people, but older people are more likely to die from something anyways. Death is more of a pandemic for older people anyways. I mean, common sense tells us that. So I don't think a lot of common sense is being applied into this at all whatsoever. Zero common sense is being applied to this. I mean, the older you are, the more likely you're to die anyways. And the fact that the fact that the COVID deaths just crease heavily on older people, it doesn't necessarily just tell me that it only affects older people worse. It also tells me that older people are less healthier than younger people. You know, they don't want more a longer lifetime of not exercising, eating wrong. When somebody who's at age 18 to 29 hasn't went through the length of time of eating bad food and eating unhealthy and not exercising, and as somebody who's 50 to 64, you know, even me, man, I mean, I got to walk every single day, but I got hit by a car. That definitely put me out of shape. Definitely caused me to get a gut. When you laid up in bed for 6 months straight and you can't walk, what kind of exercise are you doing? You ain't eating nothing, but anything you're eating is fattening. You know, so yeah, that is one thing that really I wanted to go over, because I just felt like, you know, people trying to make it seem like COVID is a pandemic to all of us, but no, it doesn't affect all ages the same. And if it doesn't affect us all the same, you can't say it's a pandemic for all of us. You know, you can't say that. And it's not my responsibility to take care of complete strangers and make sure complete strangers are healthy and, you know, and not getting COVID. And, you know, if people, I mean, that's the thing. For a while, I think it's going to be a long time. You're going to have some people wearing masks and a high majority of people saying, I'm not wearing a mask. Because when you really look at it, for people my age and under, it's really just like the flu. For older people, yeah, it might be more unlike the flu, more stronger than the flu to them, but they're more likely to die anyways because they're more likely to be unhealthy, you know? Because the older you get, the more unhealthy you get. You know, we're born to live and we live to die. I'm going to get into another topic before I do. Let's give you another word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. Need marketer promotions, please go to Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Your one-stop shop for all music promotions. We do press releases, blog placements, SEO, playlist pitching, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, music video promotion, and much, much more. Get marketer promotions at promopalace.biz. I'm going to share my screen again, and I'm going to get into a topic that has to do with something that's heavy right now, the abortion thing. And I did talk about it, but I kind of want to talk about something that kind of, you know, kind of made me think about. So let's go ahead and share the screen again. All right, so I was looking at I saw this thing where somebody was explaining abortions in the United States by race. And it made me think, like, okay, I understand why citizens are pro-abortion or anti-abortion. But why would government, any form of government, be pro-abortion? Well, one reason I could probably give you that would be population control. That would be my number one reason. Then I was thinking about, when I saw somebody saying about abortions by race, the number one, like I'm looking at it right now, it's 33% for whites, 38% for blacks, which is almost 40%, 7% for other, which I don't know what the hell that even means, 21% Hispanic, other is probably like Asian and everything else. So Hispanics, blacks, and whites make up most of the abortion. But blacks make up female, African-American females or women of, you know, color. I mean, when you bring in Hispanic and blacks together, I mean, that's literally almost 60%. I can think of another reason that government would probably be pro-abortion. Is if they know, I'm pretty sure there's people that know that this percentage of black abortions is higher than all other races, and they're probably cool and comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? They probably want to keep that going. They probably want it higher. You know what I'm saying? And you know what's crazy to me is the Democrats are the ones that really push this pro-abortion thing, but they're so pro-black, but they got to know, the Democrats know this percentage just like the Republicans know. If I know it, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they all know it. They all know this percentage. So how can you be pro-black and pro-abortion at the same time when 38% of abortions is black women? And that's another thing that's killing the family structure in the black community, you know? And the white community really isn't too much better at this point right now, because it's at 33%. So that's three out of every, you know, more than three out of every 10 women are, yeah, about three out of every 10 women are getting abortions in a white community, and about four out of every 10 in the black community, and two out of every 10 in the Hispanic community. But that's only in America. And Mexico, I guarantee in Mexico, it's probably like 1%, man, because they're really about family in like Mexico and South America. They probably don't have a lot of abortions in South America whatsoever. I guarantee. And I'm just guessing. It's probably like 1% in South America, maybe 10% at the highest. But I guarantee, and that's very low compared to 3 out of every 10 and 4 out of every 10, you know. I mean, 80% of Hispanic women are not aborting. They want to keep the family together. And you don't have a lot of breakups in Hispanic homes, like divorces and stuff like that, as much as whites and blacks. The divorce rate for whites and blacks is just through the roof compared to Hispanics. I guarantee it. I don't even gotta look that number up. I guarantee it. And definitely through the roof compared to Asians. Definitely through the roof compared to Asians. So that's two reasons that I would think that government is concerned with being pro-abortion: population control and the fact that it's predominantly black women. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at it from the racist analogy, you know, and they're probably definitely trying to control that population just as much as just controlling the population in general. You know, and COVID, you know, and that's another thing, man. I'm throwing it out there. COVID was either accidentally leaked. I don't believe one bit that COVID came from bats or anything of that nature. I totally believe it came from a lab, and it was either accidental or intentional. And if it was intentional, I'm going on a record and saying it now, it was all about population control. Just like government pushing for pro-abortion. I mean, that's the only reason I could think of government being pro-abortion. Because it can't be your body, your choice. It can't be that. It can't be that. Because your body, your choice only, they only apply it to certain things. You know, they don't apply it across the board. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't. Like, for example, I know this sounds crazy, but if it's my body, my choice, then I should be able to walk out the house naked and not get arrested for it. And another thing about abortion, who gets to dictate and decide when a life in the womb is a life on its own, like when it's its own separate life? When is it a heartbeat or what? I mean, who gets to dictate and decide that? I can tell you, mankind doesn't dictate that. The laws of nature dictate that. The laws of nature dictate when a life is a life. And I hear this guy on Tim Pool, and I watch Tim Cast a lot, and he was saying, you know, it's person's not a person till they have personality. Man, I know plenty of adults that have no fucking personality. They have zero personality. Plenty of adults that have zero personality. So, no, a life is a life as soon as it's able to have a heartbeat and breathe on its own, as far as I'm concerned. As soon as it's able to breathe on its own and it has a heartbeat, it's a life, you know. But mankind wants to dictate everything on this planet, you know. And that's why we are technically the virus of this planet. Mankind is the virus of the planet. We're worse than COVID. We're worse than the coronavirus. I mean, we slaughter and kill animals every single day. And I'm not going to lie, I eat a lot of meat. I eat a lot of meat, but I do think about that. I do think about that. We slaughter animals every single day, you know. Every single day, man, we're just slaughtering animals with no remorse, no conscience, because, like, oh, we got to eat. We got to survive, you know. Once again, that's mankind, because we don't even know what we were eating when we first were created. We have no clue of exactly what we were eating when we first created. We might only be eating one freaking thing. We might only be eating potatoes like an Irish. I got Irish from here. Maybe we was only eating fruit. You know, maybe we was only eating vegetables. Who knows? I just know I always felt like when we came across cooked food, it was accidental. According to my friend, Kareem Stevens, Stranger the Great, he thinks that there was like a forest fire, and instead of having to hunt a deer, you just grabbed, you know, you grabbed the burnt deer that was dead out of, you know, dead from the forest fire, and then started eating it, and it was already cooked. But my whole theory is on that is, I don't know that it necessarily that would cook the meat on the inside of the animal. He might have been burnt to crisp on the outside, but we don't know necessarily that that would have cooked the inside of the animal. Because I like to look at everything from common sense, common knowledge. So my whole theory is we was probably eating some raw-ass steak, raw-ass liver, probably liver more likely, because one of the main things mankind could eat raw is liver. We was probably eating a raw-ass liver or steak and got tired of eating it over and over and over again because it was the only thing we had to eat. And out of frustration, threw it in the fire and then came back to eat the rest of it later, and it was cooked. It was cooked, and it tasted so much better, so much better. And it probably digested so much better. Who knows? I could be wrong on that. I just know it tasted so much better. And taste alone was enough for man to say, oh, my God. You know, if it was a steak, you threw a raw steak in it, cook came out as a steak, T-bone steak, mankind was having a field day. They were having a field day spreading the word like, yo, throw it in the fire. You know, but that's my theory is that we just got frustrated and just eating the same thing, threw it in the fire out of frustration, went back to go eat the rest of it, and it was cooked, and it was good. It was good. And then also they say once we started cooking meat and eating meat, cooked food, period, I guess. And I think just cooked meat, our brain started swell and we got smarter. You know, and a lot of these, every time we come across these things, accident, half these things that we've come across, probably a mankind has discovered has been accidental. Like, you know, like, oh boy, in gravity, like an apple hits your head. Newton, an apple. So that's accidental. An apple freaking clunks you on the head and all of a sudden you discover gravity. That's accidental, man. It's not on purpose, you know. So I think a lot of things in society were done accidental. But, yeah, that was just my take on abortion. It's like I got to understand why people, civilians, are pro-abortion or anti-abortion. But why would government be pro-abortion? It can't be just my body, my choice. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I just strongly agree it's population control and maybe racial population control as well. You know, I would not be shocked. I mean, because that's a big problem in the black community is abortion. 4 out of every 10 women are having abortions. It's almost, it could be at 50% by now. We don't know. Those numbers were like, I think a few years old. So, you know, could be way, way more by now. All right, and we're going to end off with a Paul Pickett podcast commercial as usual. This your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, episode 141, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Peace, and I'm out.